on today's Bill of the Fleda Show, episode 96, Tolkien Weirdos, World of Warcraft, Dungeons and Dragons, and how to give a blowjob. All of this and more. The Fleda Show, starring Kenty and Jose. Welcome to the Fleda Show. A 2-liter bottle of Fresca for my diet. Fresca. With ice. On a nice day. Fresca. Well, I'm out of Tab. Tab has caffeine. So I've gone to using 2-liter bottles of Fresca for my diet. Maybe I'll get some Fresca in a can. I love Fresca because Fresca is the only sparkling flavored soda flavored with grapefruit. Grapefruit's delicious. Welcome to the Fleda Show. I'm Kenty. I'm back from my journey out west. The Wild West, and it's so much more different out in the west. I'm sure Joe G knows the difference between the East Coast and the West Coast. Because everything is new in the West Coast. They have nothing old there. And also, in my case, I went to the Northwest. And I made a comment, which you'll hear on one of my future podcasts. On my show, because I made a lot of podcasts. Northwest is the New York City of nature. It's huge. It's huge. It's just unbelievably huge. Fresca. And that is a wonderful thing. Hold on, I'm gonna hope that wasn't too loud. Well, so nice to be back. Sorry I didn't have a podcast up last week. There was going to be a video, which I had all set, but I did not have time to get it ready. So it didn't go up. So, oh well, right? 1 week, I was away. I was enjoying myself. I was looking at the Pacific Ocean on that day, last Sunday. Hard to believe, actually. Let's see, it's 4 o'clock now, it's 1 o'clock. I was at the Pacific Ocean 1 week ago at Cannon Beach, looking at Haystack Rock, which is this huge rock. That's Cannon Beach, Oregon. I was also at Seaside, and I went to the Seaside Aquarium, which is the perfect size aquarium, and there was a petting octopus there. And you could take the octopus out and sit it on your lap, and it would put its arms around you. You'd get pictures taken of it. I'm lying. But it was a great trip. My host, Randy, of the Two Guys, One Brain, I lived in his trailer for a week. I sort of felt like Divine and Pink Flamingos. All I needed was a playpen, and I would have felt right at home. It would have been just like Divine's Pink Flamingos. But I lived in his trailer. He is a wonderful guy, and his family's wonderful. I hung out with his kids. We went out and had ice cream, and I cooked for them, and they afforded me the space to sleep and live and wash up. It was really terrific. Thank you, Randy. I also met, while I was out there during this whole time, I did a whole podcast in the adventure. Randy's part of the Two Guys, One Brain podcast. The other guy is Andy. I met him, too. Nice guy. They took me out to dinner. Really nice. And can you hold on? Because I have to go get some. I'm cooking potato salad. I need to take the potatoes off before they turn the mush. Hold on. I'm back. Hold on. I laughed too much. But anyway, the potatoes are actually, they're not overcooked, but they'll be fine. But they would have been overcooked if I had waited, because they would have been mush, and you don't want mashed potatoes for your potato salad. So anyway, this is a long show, because I wanted to, okay, so I saw the Two Guys, One Brain podcast. I appear on their episode 228. That's two, the number two, numeral two, guys, G-U-I-S, numeral one, BRAIN.com. Follow the links, subscribe to their show, and it's the latest one, number 228, I'm on that show. So if you want to hear what Kenty has to say on that show, go there. I'm also on trannyrec.com, episode 62, named Flatus Stench. That's the first part of this episode. Actually, this episode is the second half of Flatus Stench, because Rebecca and I podcasted together. We had a crossover. We did her show first, and then we went to my show. So, there you go. I'm also on Sister Paula's podcast, videocast, which she has. She has. You can go to her website, sisterpaula.org. It's not up yet. It will be up in a few weeks, so keep an eye out. If you're live in the Portland metro area, on Comcast, Channel 11, at Thursdays at 11 p.m., you can see Sister Paula. So what you can do is, what can you do? Program your TiVos and stuff to pick up Sister Paula's show. It's also on Channel 21, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. and Fridays at 10:30 p.m., half-hour show. And I'm going to be on it, so in a few weeks. So look for it. Look for it, okay? So today is going to be trannyrec.com, the second half of Trannyrec. You'll be able to figure out what's after. I'm sure you've listened to Flatus Stench, and now you can listen to the second half, where we talk about all sorts of things from all sorts of things. So, okay. Okay, one thing I've been thinking about that I wanted to say, which has really nothing to do with the show or the traveling, and I mean more about the traveling, because, I mean, I had no problems, actually, at the airports. I was expecting airports. I had my shoes off before I got into the airport. Actually, I stripped down to my underwear, and, I presented myself. Though, they just sort of pushed me through at that point, because I was hiding nothing. But, it was a great trip. I never really flew that far before. Utah Airport's great. Cincinnati Airport's great. They're all great. Portland's great. I love it. I wish I could travel more often. Let's see here. Okay, so one thing I wanted to say is there are these Republicans, religious people, Republican religious right, the Paulines, what I'm talking about, right? The ones that really think Paul as everything that and a bag of chips. And like Paul is the theology. And they really don't read the Bible. If you read the Bible, Paul is just a jerk off. And I say that most lovingly. But anyway, they keep on saying, oh, our forefathers were religious, and they were really like these Paulines were, right? Well, if they were, right, the Declaration of Independence would not read, we hold these truths to be self-evident, okay? If they were really these biblical people and not the enlightened individuals that they were, because remember, America was a birth from enlightenment, okay? And because of that freedom, we have all these assholes that are were able to grow on our soil, which is fine. You have to have weeds in the garden. And so these religious assholes are just such a people. And that's not to say all religious people are assholes. No, not all Paulines are assholes. I'm just saying because of these particular group of Paulines that want to change the Constitution. And they make it and they try to rewrite history saying our forefathers were these Paulines. But they really weren't. They're enlightened individuals. What I'm saying is that we hold these truths to be self-evident shows that. Self-evident. It doesn't say evident through the Bible because these biblical people believe that that the Bible tells you everything, right? That nothing is self-evident, okay? According to the biblical people. The Declaration of Independence says it's clearly self-evident. It's an important document. And you might argue, well, it's not the Constitution. Well, you know what, honey? It's the same people. They are. They didn't change. They're enlightened individuals. Enlightenment. They weren't religious idiots. And when I say religious idiots, I'm not saying all religious people are idiots, because I consider myself a religious person. I don't consider myself an idiot. But I do consider myself a friend of freedom and a friend of, independence and stuff like that. Because I'm not going to force it down your throat. You can't force it down your throat. Whatever, right? So that's all I have to say. Because I was thinking about that on the plane. That's part of this show. So I have a few more minutes here. I have my Fresca. I had a wonderful time. It was so neat meeting these new people. First thing, let me say, I expected Randy and Andy to be tall. I just expected tall people, you know, because they sound tall. And so I went there, and they're shorter than I was. And Randy expected me to be shorter than I was. And, you know, the thing is, I've seen video of them and pictures. They've seen pictures and videos of me. But I guess I sound smaller online. So that is that. I wanted to say about the truth. We hold these truths to be self-evident. And I think it's important. So next time you have a religious freak, you know, come and try to take over your, you know, whatever. just tell them, we hold these truths to be self-evident, and then smack them. So anyway, coming up on the Flatus Show, I'm going to have a podcast interview with Sister Paula. I also have a two-part interview with Randy from Two Guys, One Brain, where we talk about everything from gin martinis to guns, or firearms. And I have talk with Randy's daughters. We cook, so you have a cooking episode. And a whole bunch of fun stuff. I had really great fun. Little audio blog, little audio diaries I had in my first days there, wondering, just full of wonder. And it was a really terrific trip. And, let me tell you this. On my way back, right, I had my flight leave Portland at 10:29 and arrive in New York City, I don't know, 8 in the morning, and then shoot up to Boston, right? Which I wasn't looking forward to. That's what happens when you can't drink caffeine. I really wasn't looking forward to flying all that way, you know, from Portland to New York City. Because it's a long flight. I mean, even when you stop in the middle. So, I get to the airport, and they say, hey, listen, this flight's been overbooked. Do you want to go to the next one? I'm like, we'll give you $400 worth of credit. So I'm like, sure. I'll do it for $400. I can use it in a year. I can go on another vacation.
I got a flight. So anyway, this new flight stopped in Cincinnati, which I was really happy about, and then it went directly to Boston from Cincinnati. So I was happy.
So I was happy. That's all I have to say. I know it's... I'm yawning. Because I was up for nearly 32 hours. Because I had been up 8 o'clock that morning. Tuesday morning. And I didn't get home until 1... Well, I didn't get to the airport until 1 o'clock Wednesday. And then John took me out to lunch. And then I came home. It was 3 o'clock. I was up for 32 hours without any rest, basically. Just a little bit of cat napping. And I slept, and then I woke for a few hours, and I woke up, and I'm tired. I'm still tired. I'm still doggone tired. And let's see. I know this is crap, because this is just sort of an introduction. I've been listening to all of my, what I've recorded. I've recorded 6 hours of stuff, so I had to go through it. And I did a little bit of editing, but, you know. It takes a long time to do that, and I wanted to get something up.
And so the training wreck part is basically just what we recorded in her house. Rebecca's wonderful. Listen to her podcast, trainingwreck.com, episode 62. Before we go on to the show, 206-984-3617, you can leave me a voice comment. And this is a voice comment from Joe G.
Hey, Ken, this is Joe G. I'm a little behind on my watching and listening to podcasts, but I did see, I did watch Sissy helping you to pack, and you know how much I adore Sissy. I particularly liked her makeup, particularly the lipstick. That was a really a quality job that she did on her lips. Anyway, you know, I was thinking after I watched the video cast and her helping you, and I use that term loosely, helping you to pack. You know, Sissy was about as helpful in helping you pack as a Republican politician is to the poor and helping the poor. So I thought I'd just leave that for you. Anyway, I hope you had a nice trip or are having a nice trip. And I'm looking forward to more updates from your podcast as you visit, as you cross the country visiting all these other podcasters. Okay, do well, be well, and I can't wait to see Sissy again. Bye-bye.
Okay, now on with the show.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Hold on. Okay. Wait, hold on. Let me turn mine off.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
You hear it?
Can you
hear?
Yep. I can't hear it now. No. Testing, 1, 2. Oh, yes. I guess it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but let me clip this back on. And,
Hi.
Okay.
So, Rebecca Nay.
Yes.
You're on the latest show, right? I'm turned off.
There you go. So you're going to do a little editing in the beginning. Is that what you usually do when you start
maybe,
this? Maybe not. Fuck it. Fuck it.
It's live.
Live
in Portland, Oregon.
In Portland, Oregon. We are here together.
That's right. I traveled 3,000 miles to see Rebecca Nay, Sister Paula, and Andy and Randy. And, podcasters.
And if you want to know what we were doing before we were recording this, you have to go to trainingwreck.com.
That's right. You have to go to trainingwreck.com to find all that fabulous information beforehand. In fact, you'll learn more about me. You'll learn some things about me I've never talked about on my own show.
Even though this fucking whore has an audio blog, you're going to learn things about him, even though he has an audio blog. What's up with that?
Well, you know...
Oh, wait, I was going to be the bottom.
Yeah.
Whoops. So
it's
your
hard
show
for Rebecca
now.
To be the
God
bottom.
Damn it. Actually, it's quite not
Rebecca,
in certain situations.
Can you take the handcuffs off me now? It is my show. Anyway... There are things, you know, even on audio blog that don't come to mind to talk about. So it needs a person to interview you to draw them out. So
for any other podcaster out there who wants to interview Kenty, it'd be nice because Rebecca was the first to interview me.
That shocked me. That shocked me because there's so much meta going on within the especially like the Q Potter world.
Yeah, well, not
where,
me.
Where everyone, well, it's probably because you're up in Massachusetts. I don't know.
Maybe. It could be. I interview other people, but
yeah,
they don't interview me.
Well, in other people's defense, it's like, you know, like for me, I'm not going to interview somebody if I were to interview somebody just because they interviewed me,
yeah.
I'd never have a chance to interview the people that I want to interview.
We talked about that. And
yeah.
It's true. I mean, you want to interview people that interest you and you want to, that you actually want to promote somehow.
Yeah.
So I guess no one wants to promote me.
Or they're just have, you know, some situation like you're out here in Portland, Oregon, you're in my house, we're going to podcast. I'm obviously going to bring you on my show.
Yeah.
And, I was telling you, I think it was in between the recordings. It's like a lot of Q Potters have had me on their show, but I haven't really invited them on my show simply because the interest I have in a gay man's life. Yeah. It's like,
okay, tell me, say exactly what you told me earlier. Okay. You have no interest in white gay males.
And white gay males. Yeah.
The white gay male experience.
Unless they're bent over. Yeah. No.
The white gay male experience is, you know.
Well, it's because I lived it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I lived it. And it's like, been there, done that. Let's talk about other things, you know.
Absolutely.
Because really, that's what it's like. You know, and don't get me wrong, there are a lot of cute Potter shows out there that I enjoy, including yours, mm-hmm. They just talk about being gay and just gay issues and gay stuff. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I've only heard this 300 times. I'm not going to bring them on my show to talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, you can go listen to their shows. But I do plug the hell out of, like, everybody that I can. I actually started this little thing called Rebecca Nate's Playlist.
That's right.
And,
that's right.
So it gives me an opportunity to... Because I listen to so many fucking podcasts.
How many podcasts do you listen to?
Oh, my fucking God. I mean, at any given time, I'm subscribed to 20. At least.
Yeah, okay.
But as far as one, then there's probably another 20 that I, you know, listen into when the 20 that I'm subscribed to at any given time, which always change, are not, you know, there's not very many shows that are out on any given day.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I've been, I mean, just in the time that the last 2 years that I've been a podcast listener, I would say I've listened to somewhere in the ballpark of at least 50 podcasts.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm a professional podcast listener.
She's a podcast whore.
God. I love it because I moan about my job all the time.
Yeah.
On my show. Well, not all the time. It's just my job is a very comfy job.
Yeah.
If you want a job where you could just sit in front of a computer all day and listen to podcasts, then you'd want my job. For me, that's not good enough for me. I want to be challenged. I want some autonomy. I don't want to be told when and where I have to be and how I have to act when I'm there.
You don't want to be a corporate shill.
No, I don't want to be a corporate shill. The ultimate job for me really would be one where I was employed to do something for somebody. And however I get that done doesn't matter as long as I get the job done and do the job. And,
yeah.
And they leave me the fuck alone and let me do it when and how I want and, you know, within reasonable, you know.
As long as you're doing it within the time frame.
Yeah, exactly, you know.
That sounds like consultant work.
Yeah, really, seriously. I mean, or whatever. I mean, there are in the 2007, there are a lot of jobs out there that are flex time jobs or idealistically, I'd love to try working from home.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you think you would do it, though? Do you think you could?
Do I have the discipline to do that?
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't. I know I wouldn't.
I probably would have to cancel my World of Warcraft subscription.
So tell me about World of Warcraft, because I don't know anything about World of Warcraft.
Oh, God. See, you know how you were saying that the questions that I asked you on TrannyRec.com were questions you've never been asked before? Nobody's ever asked me that question.
Oh.
So, hey, yay, we don't have to talk about Tranny 101 stuff.
Okay.
We already covered that anyway.
Yeah.
We don't have to talk about tranny shit on this show unless an actual come. World of Warcraft.
Actually, somebody broke into my eBay account and was selling World of Warcraft gold.
Nice, through your eBay account.
Yeah, and I caught it right away.
Which is good because Blizzard, the company that makes World of Warcraft, they don't like that so much.
Well, yeah, but I didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, somebody broke into my account. So that's actually the first time I heard of World of Warcraft. I'm like, what the hell is this? And all I could think of was like, was it Tolkien fans, sort of, you know, Tolkien weirdos. trading gold, you know, I don't know. I thought it was kind of like Dungeons and Dragons sort of.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft is a massive multi-online role-playing game is what the, I think, MMORPG is what a lot of gamers call it. I'd like to say I'm not a gamer, but I've been playing it for probably about a little over a year, and I love it, so I guess I am a gamer now. But it's the first really, other than like Nintendo games like Zelda and Mario Brothers and stuff that I played as a kid, and I played some of the newer versions of Zelda on the newer consoles. That was the extent of my gaming up until World of Warcraft. My ex-boyfriend is a hardcore gamer, and we started playing this together as a couples thing, but you know, he kind of took off on me on the game and just kind of left me in the dust. So I started playing with a few of his friends, and then David Zillafag started.
That's right, I heard about it on his show.
He decided to start playing it and see, and I think there are a few people out there that are going to say I got him addicted to the game. I think I may have played a small role, but I think he was already interested in trying it.
So if you turn your computer and go into World of Warcraft, right, what's it look like?
Oh, well, let's, since we're right here at my computer, although we probably want to be careful about how much visual stuff we're going to do here that you're... listeners,
well, can we take a screen snapshot and then send it to me and I can put it in my book?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you can show me how to do that on a Mac.
Sure.
I think it's just a print screen thing, right?
No, it's use Shift, Apple, and then four. And
okay, well, we'll do it. So basically, I mean, World of Warcraft, it's an online game where you can play with other people. I get on Skype with,
You play on through Skype?
Well, I get on Skype and I talk with Dace and Zillafag.
Yeah, yeah.
And how much you, and so I open up the software application.
Yeah.
And
it's all black here.
Taken 10 years to open. And this is the login screen. So I enter in my login information. And basically you in addition to buying the software, you also have to pay for a subscription.
Okay, so how much is that?
I think, well, if you buy like 6 months at a time, it's cheaper. But on average, it's about $15 a month.
Okay.
So it's not terribly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And considering, you know, compared to other type of subscription type entertainment things, I get my money out of this.
Okay.
Oh, God, do I get my money out of this. See, I am a casual player, though. I generally play on the... This is one of my characters.
So we should take a screen snapshot of
that. Oh, this is my highest level character.
Okay,
this is the very first character I've ever played. Her name is Sherwin, and we're going to do a screenshot of this, and this is what you're going to see. The listeners are going to see on theflatishow.com. This is the tranny wreck here. Well, I'll let you do the screenshot thing.
Yeah. Oh, what the
hell? You just logged in.
Oh.
Did you get the screenshot?
No, no, I was trying to.
All right, well, we'll do the screenshot after we log out.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen now that we're logging in, Dace is probably going to immediately message me.
Uh-huh. And then he's going to fight you?
And maybe we could talk to him for a minute.
Yeah,
since
maybe.
We're recording.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, fuck, why not? Well,
yeah.
We'll get on the... We'll test out my new modem, which...
Let me try this.
Okay. So, but anyway, this is... So my character... There she is.
Okay.
So... I can push the O button and I go into my list and let's see, Hodag, that's Dace from Dace in Your Face.
Okay.
He never, and there's the Zillafag.
Oh, there's Zillafag.
See, he's a level 47 warrior.
That whore. He's drinking Jack Daniels.
Let's, if you want to know more about David's Jack Daniels, you can go to trannywreck.com.
That's right.
He left me a voicemail, but.
Yeah.
Let's go, and normally what I do is we get on the Skype here, and I just talk to them on Skype using this.
So is this your lair?
My lair? This is just one of the places in the game that I log out at. There are certain points in the game where you can log out and you get...
Okay.
I don't want to do a lot of... It's really hard. They call it REST XP.
Yeah.
It's basically... I don't know how to explain these things from scratch.
But you're not involved with anything right here. You're just in
No,
your house.
No. This is just in a safe area.
Yeah.
The, you know, what they have in the game is called... somebody's just sent me a tell. This is a friend who lives locally. This is Alex's roommate.
Oh.
He sent me a whisper, a tell,
uh-huh.
is what they call that. So I'm going to reply to him and say, this is going to sound weird, but I'm recording a podcast at the moment, so we can't type right now. I'll fill you in later. All right, so I just sent him that tell. But I'm surprised Dace and David haven't tried to add me yet. Oh, I know why, because they probably assume that... he just said okay. They probably assume that my ex-boyfriend has been using this character. See, the character I normally use is if I log out of this character, because I don't play this as much because level 70 is the highest you can go.
Okay.
And so it's all maxed out. So I don't know if I want to name this character. I wasn't thinking when I named Coon? This character is called Coon.
Okay, let me try taking this picture here. Hold on.
Do you want to picture a Coon or a Sherwin?
Let's do both.
Okay. All right, let's full screen. Okay. So there's Coon.
Okay. So you're
going to do a full
shift, this, and three.
Okay.
And if we look on your desktop, you should see the picture. It's a PDF file.
Really? Okay. Let's see here. Where would it be? Picture, PNG.
It's a PNG. PNG file.
Okay, so then we'll do, share one, then we'll do the same thing. So it's shift.
Apple.
And
number three.
And your listeners are getting Mac lessons now.
Yep.
Did we disconnect something here?
I don't know, did you hear that?
Yeah, well, it's for a minute. There seemed like the...
Okay, let me put this down.
Yeah.
So I can forget about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
We hope. Okay. So it's shift, Apple, and three?
That's right.
Okay. All right. Did it do it?
You should be on your screen. It should be on your desktop. You can test it out. You can double click.
Oh, yeah. They're there. Okay. Okay, cool. So, yeah, I think this is what David has done for the Pizza Babe show. Uh-huh. So now if I log into Coon... David and Dace will know that's me.
Okay, cool.
Cause so let's
see.
I'm the only one
I want to see what they say.
Okay,
we'll have David on the show.
Yeah, we're going to ambush them on the Flavor Show.
That's right.
Okay.
So where's their voice come out when they talk?
Well, generally, what I do with my Skype is I just have my settings set up. So,
Feather Moon Sentinel's walking by you.
Yeah, this is just another area where my character... There's like a world map, like if you hit the M button.
Yeah.
And there's three continents.
Yeah.
There's Kalimdor, which is where my character is right now.
Yep.
There's the Eastern Kingdoms, which is another one. See, Dace just invited me to a group.
Okay, good.
So... And David is already in the group with them, and a phone call is coming.
Okay.
I just have my Skype setting set up so where it goes through the speakers and input through the microphone.
Okay.
And and I'm going to tell them in party chat to call me.
Okay.
Call me. Should I tell them where the call is being recorded? There.
Sure, yeah.
Beforehand? No.
We'll tell them when they...
Okay, yeah. So
I won't say anything. I won't say anything. I'll say, hi, David. Okay?
All right, yeah, I won't say anything. Then yeah. I'll let you answer the call.
You can answer.
I want you to answer so they think, just so it confuses them.
Okay.
So I'm not going to say anything. So I want you to impersonate me.
Okay.
How can I impersonate
you? Just talk.
I'll just talk.
Like you.
Okay.
Just pretend you're me. Just talk like you. Don't try to impersonate
me. Okay, I'll just
talk. Let's see if they catch... I want to see if they catch on to it. Because it...
Hey, whores, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
So did you say something?
David will pick up on it pretty quickly, but let's see how long it takes is the question. So yeah, just try to pretend like you know what the hell they're talking about when they tell you.
Okay, I'll try. Hey, whores, how you doing?
Hey. How are you?
Good.
And how's Comcast come back with you?
Yep, Comcast is A-okay. They got me all set up.
What?
What's the deal? What'd they say?
Microphone?
What'd they say?
Wait, did you get a new microphone?
Yeah.
Okay, because you sound more like a average.
What?
You sound like more of a little boy now.
Yeah, you do. Like about, you're about 12.
Yeah.
Hi, 12-year-old.
Hi.
Well, maybe it's the dildo that got caught in my vagina.
Yeah.
You know, it's stuck there.
Wait, is this really Rebecca?
Yeah, this is Rebecca.
It is not.
It's Kenty from The Flatus Show.
Oh, Kenty! Hi, motherfucker!
Hi.
And we're actually recording right now. We were wondering how long it would take for you whores to figure out that it wasn't me.
Did you get a new microphone?
Did you get a new microphone? You guys are awesome. You provide great content.
That was good.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I'm interviewing Rebecca. Rebecca's actually on my show, and we're talking about World of Warcraft.
Isn't that going to be an interesting show, or what?
Oh, my God. It's going to suck.
And we talked about you, David, on our show. But I also knew it was Led Zeppelin.
Yes, that was like, oh my God.
Your listeners don't know about that, though.
They don't know about that. They have to go to trainingrec.com
if you want to know about the Led Zeppelin foupah and joke that basically David doesn't know his music, and I had to correct him is what that boiled
down to. That's right. That's right. Right, David? You don't know
No.
music. You don't know all that acid music.
I just don't know gay music.
Like the Communards.
Yeah, I might be like, you know, is that a new condom or something?
Oh, Lordy. So, interestingly enough, this podcast is obviously about World of Warcraft, which I didn't expect it to go in that direction, so I figured, fuck.
Well, everybody knows
if I'm
going to
show them how to play World of Warcraft, I got to have my World of Warcraft whores on.
That's right.
What questions do you have about World of Warcraft that David and Dace can answer?
Like, what do you do? I see people walking around and, like, swinging around their hips.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, what's the action?
Let's go kill some shit.
Okay.
The object of this game is to go kill some shit.
So where are your friends? Where's David now?
There's this world about Warcraft, and yeah.
Let's see.
And in the world, you do Warcraft things.
Okay. Like Iraq?
Yes. It's basically an online Iraq. This is how I know where they're at. They are in the hinterlands.
And where are you?
Which is on the other continent.
So how do you get there?
I could take a boat or I could fly to them, but for the purpose of this podcast, since it would take probably about 10 to 15 minutes to get over to where they're at.
Oh, yeah.
Or actually, you know what I could do? I could go ahead and, oh shit.
What?
I will go ahead and hearth because I have a shortcut that I can get closer to them.
Oh, look, it's like, what are you farting there? Your thing's moving?
Yeah. She's, as I'm hearthing, she's farting.
Yeah.
Basically. We should have took a screenshot of that, shit.
Yeah.
But,
that looks like a zombie.
Yeah. Well, she's
there's
an
pizza
undead.
Pizza Babe's on there.
Yeah.
Oh, Pizza Babe, too?
Pizza Babe is on here.
We I never even talked to Pizza Babe. I have to listen to her show. I keep on telling myself, okay, subscribe and listen.
It's a really good show.
Okay, I will. I'll make sure when I get back to Boston, I'll do it.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many goddamn shows out there, you're not going to listen to everybody.
You're on an elephant.
Yes, this is my mount. This is a capital city that I just harked back to.
She mounts me from fun.
She and mounted an elephant.
Yeah, I just mounted an elephant. Do you want a screenshot of my elephant I just mounted?
Sure, here. You know what it is.
Well, hold on, we'll turn around.
Yeah.
And elephant.
We're going to turn around.
I've been up the elephant's butt.
Ew.
Yes.
Rimmed elephant?
David likes to fuck the elephant. So we'll turn the
elephant
around.
Without a condom.
We'll turn the elephant around, so we change the...
And
we'll get a close-up.
You do horses?
Yeah. Ken and Barbie.
Ken and Barbie.
Actually, you know what? We'll do a screenshot of all of us together. So
okay.
You know, you're not going to have 300 screens.
Yeah, let's go to Airy Peak.
So what are they doing there? Are they building...
Okay, I'm going to fly to Airy Peak. Okay, this is a capital city. Well, basically in World of Warcraft...
Why is there molten lava in the capital city?
Because it's just that way.
Okay.
It's iron poop.
It's iron forged. This is the dwarven city. And another thing you can do in World of Warcraft besides just kill shit is you can do professions. Like I'm a blacksmith and a miner.
What are you?
I'm a blacksmith and a miner.
Okay.
I have two professions.
Uh-huh.
And they complement each other.
Oh, yeah, makes sense.
So like with my blacksmithing, I can make shit.
Yeah.
Like weapons and stuff. And like David, he's an engineer and a miner.
Cool.
So, but to answer your question about I'm gonna fly. See, right now I'm in Iron Forge.
Whatever.
And they are up in the hinterlands.
They're in the hinterlands.
And I found that out by going to my friends list. So I'm gonna fly up there.
Okay.
And and this is so interesting for your listeners. I'm so going to listen
I'm
to this
dying.
Podcast.
Oh, that's a griffin. Yeah.
It's
I
a griffin.
You.
You're flying on a griffin, basically. But everything is real time.
Yeah?
Everything is real time. That's another player right now.
Yeah.
That's flying somewhere else. The
wow,
ones,
look at that snow.
Uh-huh.
So is it winter there?
In this area, it is. It's just a winter area.
Open
it's just kind of
mountains.
All the time.
Yeah, it's.
Oh, the whore gone.
Yeah.
Because your Comcast sucks.
Oh, did my Comcast is my Comcast going out again?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I can hear.
Because I just got a new modem today.
I hear you fine. I didn't have any problem.
Oh, David Landoid.
Okay.
Yay!
My internet problem in theory. Should be fixed, in theory.
So where is their voice coming out of? Here?
The speakers.
Oh, those speakers.
I
okay.
Just, yeah. I
okay.
Just, so you
hello.
These should be picking it up just fine.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, we'll find out. You
we'll
know.
Find out.
Yeah.
Now, does Dace have a podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
No?
Our
website.
I suckass.com.
Oh,
www.imaretard.com.
Okay, I'll put that on my show notes.
Okay. Flying.
No, actually, he has a blog that he updates once a year.
Okay.
It's daceinyourface.com.
Daceinyourface.
But you might as well put imaretard.com because there might be more content on that site than there is.
I see. Well, you can use Flatus 1, Flatus 2, or Flatus 3 to get your. Your domain name, I'm a retard, at so anything other than GoDaddy.
Anything other than GoDaddy. Nice. You can
it gives
go to
you
I'm
zero,
a retard.
That's right. I'm a retard.
.com will get you domain names.
That's
now.
Right.
Nice.
That's right. And 0% savings.
Nice. Nice. and then there's Zillafag.com. There's content on there, but it's not really worth a shit.
Oh.
But, yeah,
we answered your question about how to recycle your alcohol.
How?
You have to listen to trannywreck.com. Trannywreck.
Yes. Yep, you're going to have to listen to trannywreck.com.
Trannywreck.
Well, I got the pool to pee in.
Even though the podcast at the time we're talking is not up yet,
you might have
by
to
the
take,
time our listeners hear
that's
this
right.
Really.
You'll have to take that back to Walmart and get something else. You'll see.
Yes. Yes.
Actually, I got it at Settlers.
Okay.
A hardware store.
Nice. So
while you're still flying.
While we're flying, what else did you want to talk about on your show? besides World of Warcraft?
You know, my show can be like, you know,
whatever.
Whatever, you know. So I'm just so fascinated by this.
Oh, nice. So are your listeners, because they're sitting, they're here with us.
They
right?
are. They're right
yes.
here.
Yeah. Yes.
It's happening real time.
I have a question. Are you good at fellatio?
Am I good at fellatio?
Yeah.
I think.
If your name is what's your last name?
Huh?
What's your last name?
The Flatus Show, not Fellatio Show.
The Flatus Show.
The Flatus Show.
Fellatio.
The Fellatio Show. That will be my other podcast. I'm gonna have an. I've always been wanting to have another podcast, so I'll have the Fellatio Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
The sister podcast to. It'll
be a, do you give tips on how to do fellatio?
Well, you have to relax your throat.
Oh. Okay.
And also cover your teeth.
How should I go about doing that?
Well, you put your lips over your teeth.
Or you take a hammer and bust them all out.
Or yes, that's even...
do that nowadays.
So there is David.
Take silly putty.
Okay, David, turn around and dance for us, David. It's time to perform.
Should I take my dentures out for that?
Yes.
Take your dentures out, or just put silly putty. Oh,
but that's raw. Yes.
Okay. Well, look at that.
Yeah, we're gonna.
Who's that?
That's David.
Wow. Yes. Okay, he's sexy.
And I'm gonna dance with David. Let's dance. You can do all kinds of things. Slash dance.
Give me my twerk.
You need to do train.
Oh yes, and then slash train.
That's only when we're.
Oh. So now we gotta get a screenshot of the Zilla fag.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. We gotta. There is.
You're invisible.
There we go. I just wanted.
Okay, let's get David.
We gotta get David.
Shift Apple 3.
Shift Apple 3. David in all his glory.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Shift
I didn't know
three.
You could dance. You're a dancer?
Oh, yeah, only in Second Life, or wherever am I at? Second Life, World of Warcraft.
Go ahead and cry.
No. David, do you need to get naked, too?
Oh, yeah, let me get naked.
Yeah, oh, he's going to get naked now.
What do they do? You really can undress?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they jerk off, too. Slash jerk off.
It's whatever. Oh, there we go. He's taking his clothes off.
What's under that? What's under this? What is that, though?
What?
Your skirt.
Get off.
Okay. What's on your hands?
Gloves.
Are there gloves?
Gloves, yeah.
Well, you're really buff. I've been working out in the Y, but I don't look that good.
Well, you just World of Warcraft, you can get that way really quick.
Yeah. Wow. They won't let you take off your underwear.
Oh.
Damn it. But we'll go ahead and take a
picture.
Have
you been taking steroids? Because your box is kind of small.
Shift Apple 3, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Probably have a million pictures. But,
he's breathing hard, too.
But now
did
I'm
you,
gonna...
did you stop smoking now?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Fuck, no, you haven't.
Yeah, right.
He needs to. I told him he needs to take dip. He needs to start using mouth tobacco to get addicted to that. And then he'll stop smoking.
I was thinking I was going to try dip, except stick it in my butt.
Oh! you know what? That's,
and I could. You have and a, I could do kind of Kegel movements to kind of chew on it some.
Yeah, and you have a day-long delivery of nicotine to your body.
Yeah, and then I could have, like, you know, like my butthole removed. When it becomes cancerous.
That's right. Just cut it right out, like a cookie cutter.
And then I
cutter.
get a new one.
Yeah. Yeah, or just get a colostomy bag.
Yeah.
And you
then,
know,
oh, I could get a stoma, and then people could fuck me there.
That's right. Have another hole to fuck you. I can get fucked by three guys. One in my ass, one in my stoma, one in my mouth.
This definitely doesn't have the sexual freedom of Second Life. But hey, you can still have fun in. I think the graphics are better.
Yeah.
And
the interface. And you can kill shit.
So,
which...
hold on. In Second Life, you can have sex?
Oh, yeah. Second Life. God, you...
Naked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can do all kinds of shit in Second Life.
I think I tried to sign up for it, but they, like, wanted money from me.
No, you can do it free.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, put your clothes on so we can go kill some shit, David. I just want to show him.
Yeah, I want to see some fighting.
Oh, we should duel.
I want to see my horsey.
Even though David will kill me because he's two levels ahead of me, but fuck it. We're going to duel. I'm going to kill his ass. I've been dying to kill David forever. I will take his ass down. Oh, yeah, you're going down, even though...
You probably will. I'm really bad at this.
Yeah, even though he's too low. Irony. So, we're
going to... Oh, what's that?
I'm creating a sharpening stone for my sword.
And, ooh, and like, what? He doesn't see this?
He will. No, well, he knows I'm doing it.
He doesn't see it, but he knows, obviously.
Yeah, because I'm telling him. Let's see, there's my sharpening stone, and I'm going to sharpen my stone. I'm just buffing myself and adding a bunch of stats and stuff. Just getting ready to fight, basically.
I see. And people don't necessarily know, or do you have to say, do you want to fight, and they have to say yes or no?
Yeah. But most of the time, we just kill other things, so.
Like what, trees and stuff?
Well, like.
Kill the monkeys.
Like monkeys and.
Why would you want to kill a monkey?
Oh, because the monkeys are bad in this game.
They're bad monkeys.
But you use them in AIDS testing and stuff like that.
Okay.
Well, these are the non-AIDS testing monkeys. Oh!
Oh my god, what did you do?
I'm gonna kill his ass.
Triple swords. There we go.
Parry. Look at you.
Yeah, he's killed. Well, he's...
Is there no wonder we're in Iraq? Look at this violence.
Oh, shit. I need to heal myself. See, he can't heal himself. I can.
I can, too.
He just has to use a potion.
Yes, but I can heal myself.
It's like an HMO.
I'm slamming you.
HMO.
Slam. Ooh, I just slammed her.
Ooh, work.
Am I dead yet? Oh, yeah, I'm almost in dead. Okay. See, I just healed myself.
That's all right.
Can you get closer up to see what's going on?
Yeah.
I want to see, like, close
there's
action.
There's little blood splatters that come out, but...
Oh, my God.
There, is that better? Sex,
yes. Three times.
And look at the bird just sitting there ignoring you.
It's just waiting to work again. Oh my gosh, this is being too hard. 69% hot.
You better get out your chicken.
Oh yeah, I forgot about my chicken. Chicken power! Attack! Oh wait, I went too far. I'm going berserker now.
And now people are watching.
That's me.
No, what are the other two things?
Other people.
Yeah.
See, I told you I'm no good at this.
How the hell can you lose to
that? She cheated.
Yeah.
She didn't cheat.
Here, I'll put her in a net.
Yeah, that works when you're...
Oh, it just netted me.
Good.
Oh, wait.
I just beat you.
No, I'm not dead.
Kuhn has defeated Rothk in a duel. You're dead. Here, I'll heal you just because I feel
so
bad.
So, when does
for
he
you.
Become back alive?
Oh, I never really die.
You don't really die. But yeah, we could go down here and we could actually kill other things down.
Kill monkeys?
Yeah,
wait,
kill monkeys.
Wait, I want to show something.
Okay. So.
What are you doing there now?
I'm healing myself.
Oh.
So. Yeah, anyway. So
that's my pet chicken.
Yes, that's his pet chicken. I can't have a pet. Where's Desa? So, oh yeah, you can go on your map, like, oh, I guess Hodag. Oh, there's Hodag. There's Desa.
Yeah, he's Hodag's he's burning a down his flames of fire.
Yeah, he's shitting flames, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, do your fart, Hodag. Can you fart?
I can do my queefs.
Yeah,
do your queef.
Power queef.
I can do one queef. Hold on, let me do my one queef, then you can do your power queef.
Okay.
Let's see. Here's my queef.
Okay.
But he goes crazy.
Oh, God, I can feel it coming.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Too bad I don't have a video of this.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Dace. You got to do that one more time so I can take a screenshot for Kenty. And hold on. Let me get out of the way. Actually, you know, we want Dace to queef on us. So, okay. David, get in there.
Okay.
And face, turn it, yeah, face
I like
this
your,
way. Yeah,
I like
face
the,
that way.
This.
And I'm going to turn this, the camera around.
Wait, let me get Monkey.
Yeah, get Monkey. Get Pizza Babe. You got to queef on Pizza Babe.
Where's Pizza Babe?
You'll see.
Okay.
Oh, where's my... I forgot about my... Oh, here's my pet. I forgot my pet squirrel. Can't really see him.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
Okay, turn around, David, because I got to get a good screenshot here. All right, is that a good...
Yeah,
all right.
Shift.
Okay, start queefing, Dace. There we go.
Wow.
And that's Pizza Babe back there.
Oh, that's
there.
Pizza Babe.
Yes.
Farting flames of fire.
Yes.
She's not on Skype.
No, it's not her, literally, though. We make fun of her. She doesn't play this game.
Oh, I see.
That's his minion.
Oh.
But we just call her Pizza Babe because she whips herself.
Oh.
Yeah, she goes, ooh.
Right. Ooh. I heard that.
Yeah. So let's go kill some shit for Kenty.
Okay, let's see what you do.
See, but... Oh, and another way to tell where they're at... They're on my little mini map up at the top right.
Yeah.
See, it says where they're at, the dots are at.
So, they're,
so I can
they're
tell
running after you, or
they're
still
behind, yeah, they're behind, right behind me. And
uh huh.
See, and I'm gonna commit suicide.
Oh
here.
My god.
Ooh. But yeah, we're just gonna.
Oh, I haven't got my horsey.
We're just gonna kill some.
What's that thing hopping around?
It's a wild griffin. This is the area where the griffins are raised.
Uh huh.
And,
it's a wild one.
But since it has green over it, you usually can't kill things that have the green things. They're friendly.
Uh-huh.
But as you could tell, this wolf is not so friendly.
Yeah.
So this wolf is probably going to attack me. I'll let it attack first, so we can justify killing it.
No! Bad wolf. Hey, I can't see.
See, David is so good at just standing there and watching us fight.
Yeah, uh-huh. No, he's on the horse.
So we're just so this guy was kind of easy to kill because he was lower level.
Oh, here comes another wolf though.
Ooh, wanna see my new spell? I got a cool new spell.
Yeah. Okay. What's your new spell? Is it squirrel green?
6 seconds to cast.
Is your squirrel green?
There it goes.
Hey, what is he?
Ooh,
she is kind of greenish. She's a mechanical squirrel.
Okay.
He doesn't do nothing except follow me around.
So he's
So
he's good.
Yes, he's a good little squirrel. He doesn't kill anything.
Yeah. So yeah. So
see, he just stands there and watches.
Oh, and part of and really, I mean, there is more point to the game than just killing shit.
Yeah.
We have what's called quests. These are our quest logs. And basically, you just go and you do these quests, and you get experience. This is the experience bar at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you get to another level. You get level experience from killing stuff and turning in quests. Quests will also give you items.
Uh-huh.
Like better items to
uh-huh.
upgrade your gear.
Uh-huh.
There's auction in the city, like where we were just at. There's auction houses. You can bid on stuff. This game has its own economy.
Okay.
Wow.
And
I know, because somebody broke into my eBay account and started selling
gold.
Warcraft gold.
It's Ken Stryker.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's Dace's horse's Ken, and David's is Barbie.
Aw.
Yes. So, and mine's an elephant. Mine's Dumbo. There we go.
All right, I'm going to get mine.
So I guess mine is Dumbo, isn't it?
I guess. You haven't came up with a name yet.
Well, I just did.
That's it. But,
well,
so
you don't need that. No, you're not a healer.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's how long we've been recording.
42 minutes.
Let's all hide under Rebecca.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about on your podcast?
I don't know. Probably not.
This has been the Wildcast.
This will be the Wildcast.
Shit. This podcast is sponsored by Blizzard. Blizzard
right.
is the name of the company that creates this.
Okay.
Might as well. They should
and brought
you
to you by
money.
Zillafag.com and Face in Your Dace or Dace in Your Face.
I'll tell you what, goddammit, if any of your listeners start playing World of Warcraft,
yeah.
have them send you an email. Okay. So you can go to Blizzard and
tell them to send the email to me.
No. No, me. Okay, actually,
tell my listeners. Okay, where are my listeners?
I have the best deal.
Actually, yeah, we all can offer them a month free of World.
But I'm poor,
if they
so
sign, yeah, we'll.
So
we'll
you can choose space. Either of
all
either
three,
three.
Of us. They can choose all three of yeah. one of the three of us. If they sign up for World of Warcraft, yeah. we get a month free.
Email me, Kenty, and I'll tell you who you can email.
Yeah. And then they could join the Nauru Light.
Yes, our guild. Oh, let me show you our guild websites, because the game has like guilds, little teams. We just created a website for our guild. Dace is the guild master.
Yeah.
And we just barely created this this website. We just used a free guild website.
Wow.
So we got the ads up at the top, which you eventually can get rid of if it starts getting used. I created this banner in Photoshop, but we have somebody that's, for Dace, everything sucks ass.
Yeah.
He even hates trannyrec.com, so he can get fucked.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
But, do you have a podcast?
No shit. But no, we found somebody who actually has good, design skills and Photoshop skills, and it's gonna make us a really nice banner.
Cool.
So. But, no, there's a whole community behind this game.
And some people are big assholes.
Yeah, there's a lot of kids that play this game.
I bet.
But one of the things with our guilds, like the philosophy of our guild, is the Nauru Light is a guild that is out to relax and have fun with World of Warcraft. We are a friendly group that is out to help each other and just sometimes be damn silly.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an uptight and impatient gamer, then this is not the guild for you. This does not imply that we don't have goals, but we're not going to kill each other unless dueling. Uh-huh. We get there. I killed David earlier.
Yeah.
I'm
but
that's
yeah,
terrible.
This has been our fun little crack hobby.
Yeah, wow.
So if you ever see me online and I'm not non-responsive, it's because I'm in here.
Okay. I don't think I'll join, but I'll tell all my listeners about it.
Yeah, well, let's put it this way. If you have a life that you're happy with now and you have plenty of things to do in it...
Don't do it.
Okay.
Stay far away.
It gets addictive. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
It looks complicated.
If you're doing heroin, stick with it. You know? Well,
I mean, just...
David, did you ever do...
tired of it.
Did you ever do Dungeons & Dragons?
No, I never did any of that. I did Magic. I used to play Magic. That's about the closest. And I used to play this game when it was on just the computer.
Uh-huh.
That you had disc, but never online. But I used to play World of Warcraft on my back years ago.
Yeah. Interesting.
You mean Warcraft or World of Warcraft?
Warcraft, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's still Blizzard, though.
Yeah, it is. It's still Blizzard. Still same shit, you know.
Yeah.
But... yeah, so I'm going to go into the inn here.
So we wrap up our show here?
Let's wrap up the show.
Cause I have to get going to it because I'm like falling asleep.
Yeah.
I'm still on Eastern time.
Wait. Dace needs to do an old Rebecca Nay impression.
Okay.
Okay, so go.
I am not old Rebecca Nay. Thank you.
What are Where's you? The old Rebecca Nay? Dace, we don't want to talk to you. We want to talk to the crack whore Rebecca.
Crack whore Rebecca.
What do you want?
I want you to talk to us. Tell us things. Tell us the philosophy of life, crack whore Rebecca.
Well, that's specific enough.
Good enough.
Is that pretty much sum it up?
Yeah, that sums it up. It's all about ums.
So now the first time you had me on the show was it pre-op?
Yeah.
Okay. So
we talked about
that's the voice
Mormons.
they remember.
Oh yeah.
The crack. Oh yeah. We did never talked about why my voice.
No, we didn't. No. No.
But you
said your tracheal shave. Yeah.
Yeah. You can go to trannyrec.com and watch the video that I did.
That's an excellent video
that explains what happened to my voice.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Okay, so we'll wrap up this section of the Flayta Show. It might be the whole Flayta Show. We won't know until it actually goes up. Right? And David, we'll have to have you back on the Flayta Show by yourself.
Totally.
Okay?
You never answer my emails.
Yeah, I did, you whore.
Not the one I said when you come back on my show. You ignored that one.
Oh, I don't know.
I was working on
Shut
war.
Up.
I was working on war real camp. I was trying to drink alcohol.
I didn't even know that.
I was trying to recycle my alcohol.
Check it. Make sure it's not a draft. And
David's like, what's World of Warcraft?
It's not draft. I don't use drafts.
I've done that before, though.
Okay, maybe I did.
I'll email you all these pictures.
Okay, that's good. Cool. And then we'll put it up on the
FlavorShow.com. And if you want to hear the first part of our little orgy tonight, go to TrannyWreck.com.
Because none of this will make sense until you listen to the first part.
Exactly.
Right?
We're done.
We're done.
Let's
hit the stop button.
Stop.
You've been listening to The Flatus Show. You can reach me at flatusshow@gmail.com or come by and visit my website at theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.